Okay, so there we are. We're coming towards the end of the Eurovision Song Contest with UK a resounding, how many points? 12.
Yeah.
12 points. Excuse me, absolutely disgraceful. I don't know. You always think to yourself, I'm never going to watch Eurovision Song Contest again, but you always do. But I think this year has been worse than ever for some reason. So, a comprehensive thrashing of everyone by Sweden with about a gazillion points. So, there you go. I think. See, I don't know if it's a myth. I don't know how much we do put into it, but we don't have to do all the whole final, you know, thing and the sing-offs and whatever. So, I think that's because we put quite a bit of money into the thing. But I think we should stop paying the bills, and then they wouldn't even be able to switch the lights on. Oh, and also, just for the record, Azerbaijan have quite a bad human rights record. So if you see my thing on Facebook, that's what that's all about. You should have a look. They like to beat up journalists that ask awkward questions about their conduct in government and so on and so forth. And there's more, but you can read up about it yourself because this isn't really a political boo, but it's important. So, you have any thoughts, Sally, about the Eurovision Song Contest?
Well, it's a comedy show, isn't it?
What?
It's not a talent contest.
Yeah.
It's a comedy show, really.
Do you mean in terms of like the voting or just the whole thing now?
It's all tongue in cheek. All the songs are tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
You know, it's. I never expected to get any points, to be quite honest. I don't think anybody does anymore.
No.
People just vote for their immediate neighbours, really.
Don't forget, the time here in.
Yeah, do you ever see anyone's face? Do you ever see any of the singers' faces thinking, actually, I don't think this is going to do my career any good at all?
Yeah, they're all plastered, but talking about voting
comes around. Plastered, they don't give a rat's behind. Well, that's it, yeah. So poor Engelbert, man. Was it just? He's probably on the
plat. This woman here is just one from Sweden. Looks about as unSwedish as it's possibly going. She's got long black hair, olive skin, big black eyes. She looks more like, I don't know, like from Israeli or somewhere. She doesn't look like from Sweden, where you'd expect her to have like blonde plaits and blue eyes,
yeah.
Running around in a bloody.
If you missed the first time round.
Lace dress
this
or something.
Ridiculous. You want to speak like this, and they don't. She does not speak like this. Today I don't come from Sweden. But then again, yeah.
You know, make it worse. You're going to put all strobes on them in it, which means all the epileptics in the world are going to probably end up dying
anyhow. What is it, 100 million people or whatever watching the Eurovision Song Contest and 5 million of them cark out because they've got epilepsy? I bet they haven't warned anyone yet, have they?
Yeah, they have.
Have they? It's not Doctor Who, beginning bit, are they? Okay, you're right, it's very dark. The Danish vote one made me laugh because she was like, oh yeah, and the points go too! And I was like, what? Is she from London or somewhere? She's like mental from England. Oh well, that's that, I suppose, for another year. I mean, to be fair, it's not a bad song, but I know for a fact if we did a song like this, I'm pretty sure we wouldn't. Well, I'll say I know for a fact. So I know for a fact that if we did a song like this, we wouldn't get any points. It's sort of, I don't know. It's very, very subjective, I think, and it doesn't necessarily help if you're English and trying to win. We're the bad boys and girls of Europe, aren't we? I think. Anyway, I said this wasn't a political boo, and it's not, so I'm going now, and that's it. Well done, Sweden.